Today's courageous conversation comes from Loretta Turner. One or two evenings a week, I volunteered at Third Field Hospital near Thanh Son Nhut, Saigon's major airport and base. We visited wards, handed out sodas or treats when we had them, played checkers, chess, or card games, or just got the wounded used to seeing and being around female and male civilians before they returned home. For those of us who could manage, we would be asked to spend time with the soldiers in intensive care, the renal or special care wards, helping a patient dictate a letter to their parents, loved ones, friends, often realizing that this would be their last communication with them. Those of us who stayed into the night hours were called night angels by the other patients because we stayed long after the other volunteers left. And the other patients watched anxiously, hoping, I am sure, that we would not be staying with someone they knew. Our obligation was to make sure that no soldier would pass away alone 11,000 miles from home. Those who know will tell you that the hours between midnight and 4 a.m. are when most critical patients die. Long before the Tet Offensive, I realized what women of war do. They clean up the messes, manage the human debris, the unending emotional fallout. It did not end after a 22-hour flight halfway around the world. The role of women in war followed us home, to college campuses, to veteran hospitals and centers, to survivors who try to live quietly on the edge of society, holding on to their sanity the best way they can. We see it in one another. We don't have to speak of it. It is a recognizable undercurrent. Even after 50 years, it can creep to the surface in an instant. It may diminish in frequency, but it never ends. Today's courageous conversation came from Loretta Turner.
All of our courageous conversations are archived at mainpublic.org. Just click on television. Ken Burns' new documentary, The Vietnam War, starts Sunday evening, September 17th at 8 o'clock and runs each evening, Sunday through Thursday evenings, for 2 weeks on Maine Public Television.